What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/try.
Hi everyone, I'm Haru. 皆さんこんにちは、ハルです。Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. Japan Top 10. This is June 2020 Artist of the Month episode. And I picked up a queen of city pop, Maria Takeuchi. When I look up our past Artist of the Month list,I figure out that we haven't done Maria Takeuchi's episode yet. That's a big deal, right? Before we start, let me introduce Maria Takeuchi's biography. In 1955, in Japan's Shimane Prefecture, Maria Takeuchi was born. Since 1877, her family has been managing a traditional Japanese inn, a ryokan called Takenoya.That was opened by her great-great-grandfather and handed down through the generations since. Takeuchi was always into music and was already playing piano and guitar as a small child. After the Beatles' music reached Japan, she was inspired to travel herself, and she ended up way over in Rock Falls, Illinois in 1972 to study abroad. She went by the nickname Mako while in the States.And she continued study English after returning to Japan, entering the esteemed Keio University in 1974 to major in English literature. She even won a national English recitation contest held by the Japan Times. She joined the university's music club and was active in composition and performance, and was quickly signed to the RCA recording label, and later the same year,クラッハーデビューシングル戻っておいで私の時間 or Please Come Back My Time. She was a huge success from the start, winning the 1979 Japan Record Awards, Tokyo Music Festival, Japan Music Awards, Shinjuku Music Festival, and the Ginza Music Festival's Best New Artist Awards. From the late 1970s to the early 1980s, she recorded 5 albums and several singlesThose albums featured several prominent Japanese and North American songwriters, instrumentalists, and producers. One consistent contributor was fellow artist and producer Tatsuro Yamashita, her future husband, who she now has one daughter with. Takeuchi took a break from the music industry in 1981 after releasing her 5th album, Portrait. She was still composing music for other artists,during this time. After returning in 1984, she hit it big again, and since then has recorded 7 studio albums, every one of which has reached number 1 in the Oricon charts. Many of the songs she has written for other artists have hit high chart spots as well. She's estimated to have sold at least 16 million units, and her fame is flooding back.After she's been discovered by Western audiences. For the time being though, the legend is back in her hometown, managing the Takenoya Ryokan until the next generation can take over. Think you know Japan Top 10 music? Well, we've got a challenge for you. We have a new contest called Guess the Japan Top 10 Tune. Somewhere in this episode, you will hear us play 2 song clips.Both of a 1 second duration. Identify both song clips with the correct title of the song and artist band name, and you can win yourself a free $50 gift card to a retailer of your choice. One guest per week, per contestant. Prize will be awarded to first person who guesses both the artist's band name and song title correctly for both of the song clips. Our Patreon donors will get weekly posts of incorrect answers, incorrect guesses from our listeners. Contest open to most residents of countries in the world who are within the age of majority. To enter and find more information about the contest, visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest.
Maria Takeuchi says singing this song was challenging for her. Number 4 is Single Again from 1989. しまえば薄れゆく記憶愛していたのかも思い出せない
Single Again was released in 1989 on her album Quiet Life and was a huge success in Japan, reaching the number 2 spot on the Oricon charts and 22nd for the year overall in 1989. The song gained a lot of popularity after appearing in the television drama Kayou Suspense Gekijou from 1989 to 1990 and remained popular for a long time afterwards. It tells the story of a woman who was cheated on by a man who was later cheated on himself. Her mixed feelings about hearing what happened to him and knowing his single again are described here. Compared to other popular songs at the time, Single Again was a little deeper and the listeners felt the emotion and realness, which is maybe why it stuck around for so long. If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details of what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. We are getting into top 3. This is my mom's most favorite song, Genki o Dashite, from 1988. This song was composed by Takeuchi to be sung by singer and actress Hiroko Yakushimaru. It's believed she composed this song with the hopes of cheering up Carly Simon, an American singer-songwriter who seemed distraught after divorcing from fellow singer-songwriter James Taylor. Takeuchi released this song as a self-cover in 1988 on her album Request. Hiroko Yakushimaru features background vocals in Takeuchi's self-cover. Genki o Dashite was covered by another singer, Hitomi Shimatani, in 2003. It's a recurring theme in Takeuchi's music that covers are really common even in the current generation. Our annual listener survey is now up. We would like to know your opinion of our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant to a free $50 gift card to a retailer of your choice. For details, visit our website at jtop10.jp. 毎年恒例リスナーアンケートの時期がやってきました。私たちのポッドキャストに関するあなたのご意見をお聞かせください。感謝の気持ちを込めてアンケートにご協力いただいた方の中から抽選で50ドル分の選べるギフトカードをプレゼント。詳しくはジャパントップ10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。 Want to win a free $50 US gift card just by knowing your Japan Top 10 music? Let's play Guess the Japan Top 10 Tune! Have a listen now to the two song clips. Here we go! Want to hear again? Let's play again. Enter your guess at jtop10.jp/contest. Remember, only one guess per week per contestant. Our Patreon donors will get weekly postings of incorrect guesses as well. And finally, please only enter if you know both song clips, as we already have selected the winner who identified one of the two song clips. Actually, I have no idea what songs are.
This song will be the most popular song among Japanese people. Number two is Eki from 1987.
Eki, meaning train station, was originally written to be sung by Akina Nakamori and was released on her 1986 album, Crimson. The following year, Takeuchi did a self-cover on the song, which is what helped it get famous. She sings about running from station to station, men and women in a sad state of love. Seeing someone's back just as they were swallowed in the rush hour crowd of the train station. It's a melancholy song, but that is precisely what made it stick many people's hearts and led this to be one of Takeuchi's representative songs. She said in the notes of her Expressions album that she was requested to write a song for Nakamori. And before doing so, she spread out pictures of Nakamori on the table. She then looked at them until she could see a sea in her mind and decided a sad love story was suitable. She wrote the song in the minor key, which is unusual for her, but worked really well. Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our website at jtop10.jp/club. I know what you were waiting for! By heart, Takeuchi's best known song outside of Japan, this song seemed to appear randomly in many people's YouTube recommendations in recent years, really even now. The number one song of Maria Takeuchi is Plastic Love from 1984. song is 8 minutes long, let me describe Plastic Love from now. It drifted in during the era of vaporwave and lo-fi, and the city pop vibe of Plastic Love is adored by many fans outside of Japan. It's been reused for countless mixes. The song really went viral, and it's hard to get a grasp of just how popular it is, because there are so many versions and reposting of it out there. On May 17, 2019, Warner Music Japan released a short music video for Plastic Love, 35 years after its initial release. The lyrics depict a young woman living in a big city, perhaps in Tokyo, chasing romance while all dressed up, but hiding her actual sensitivity and loneliness. She says she's just playing around and not to take her seriously. It's just plastic love. After getting her heart broken in the past, she's now parting the day away every day trying to forget. It took a long time for the song to reach us over here, but it was obviously worth the wait. Actually, I didn't know Plastic Love before my friend in Canada recommended me last year. The funny thing is that actually most of Japanese people don't know what city pop is. A genre of Maria Takeuchi is just Maria Takeuchi. You know what I mean? But I'm happy that now many people know Maria Takeuchi through this song. Of course, since she's a singer-songwriter, her lyrics attract to many Japanese listeners. And also, Tatsuro Yamashita's arrange makes her music more urban and nostalgic. For example, when I listen to Plastic Love, I can imagine the nightlife of Tokyo in the 1980s, even though I was born in the 90s. So I think that is why her songs are popular both in Japan and outside of Japan. Kirby and Anna are back for another new Top 10 episode in about a week from now for the month of June. And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Next time, I should create an episode of Tatsuro Yamashita. Okay, I'll do a research. Please stay tuned. I'm your host Haru, and I'll see you guys soon. お相手は Haru でした。さようなら。Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.